Tech Weekly with Jake Brown. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of Tech Weekly. Tech Weekly is a show that will happen every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 8:10 p.m., and I'll tell you the biggest tech news that has happened in the past week in under 10 minutes. First up, Zoom is not adding end-to-end encryption to free calls so they can keep helping the police. End-to-end encryption, which the video conferencing company is currently working on, secures connections all the way from each device to every other device on a call. It'll only be enabled on paid accounts because the vast majority of harm comes from self-service users with fake identities. Zoom says that finding the perfect balance is challenging and that they always strive to do the right thing. Now over to the auto industry. Honda and Acura are recalling 136,000 cars due to faulty fuel pumps. The car model years that are being recalled are from 2018 to 2020. The fuel pumps installed in these vehicles may contain defective impellers, which could over time result in a loss of engine power or vehicle stalling, potentially increasing the risk of a crash. Acura and Honda dealers will replace these vehicle fuel pumps for free. The automakers are unaware of any crashes related to this problem. The list of specific car models are on the website in the description. Switching over to the military, the U.S. Defense Department ramps up 5G testing. With them now having 12 military bases experimenting with 5G, the department says that 5G will help maintain America's military and economic advantages. 5G is already available in some parts of the U.S. by Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint. It is being tapped by smartphones to provide faster speeds and more capacity. Defense says it's testing both military and commercial applications of 5G. Some of the new tests announced this week include augmented reality for military training, wireless connections for tactical operations, aircraft mission readiness, peer connectivity, mobile data security, and spectrum sharing. Now to a company that uses 5G in their phones. Samsung's AR glasses patent shows off a turn-by-turn navigation function. In a patent filed in South Korea, Samsung partially describes a pair of glasses with AR functions that can provide turn-by-turn navigation right in front of the driver's eyes. Essentially, it sounds a bit like a heads-up display of the kind some cars provide in the windshield, but in this case, it's directly ahead of the driver, thanks to the glasses. From the patent description and image, it sounds like a camera will work with the glasses to read the road ahead. From there, the tech could calculate navigation and deploy arrows and other navigation guidance into the world as the driver sees it. While a heads-up display remains fixed while driving, we could see that these AR glasses give the drivers the ability to look around and still see directions as they looked for an exit ramp or navigate a lane change. There's also a mention of an in-vehicle camera to possibly read a driver's signals and sends commands to the system. It doesn't even stop there. The AR glasses could also, for example, provide gas prices when a driver views a fuel station, and they could surely overlay the real world with all sorts of additional information as the driver glances around. Whether the driver wants to clutter their view with extra info will likely differ person by person, of course. Switching over to Google. Google accounts will now work with NFC, USB-C, and Lightning security keys on iOS. This allows customers to use their USB-C, NFC, or Lightning security keys for an extra layer of security when signing into a Google account or using Google's Advanced Protection Program. Google has previously offered more limited support for security key options on iOS, like its Titan security key, which only worked over Bluetooth and had to be used in conjunction with Google's Smart Lock app. But Apple added broader support for physical security keys in December with the release of iOS 13.3, adding native support for FIDO2 compliant USB-C, NFC, and Lightning security keys. Wow, here's a tech company that no one really talks about anymore. Motorola has just launched their Moto G Fast and Moto E 2020 edition. The Moto G Fast starting price is set at $199 for the 3GB of RAM and 32GB of storage version. The phone comes in a pearl white color. It has a 6.4-inch HD+720 1080p max vision display with 268 ppi of pixel density and a 19:9 aspect ratio. Also, the phone has a Qualcomm Snapdragon 665 as well as a triple camera setup on the back and a 4000 milliamp hour battery that supports up to 10 watt rapid charging and up to 2 days of battery life on a single charge. Now, the Moto E 2020 edition starts at $149.99 for the 2GB of RAM and 32GB of storage model. The phone comes in a midnight blue color. It has a 6.2-inch HD plus 720p max vision display with 271 ppi of pixel density and also a 19:9 aspect ratio. Also, the phone has a Qualcomm Snapdragon 632 as well as dual rear camera setup and a 3,550 mAh battery that supports standard 5-watt charging and is claimed to deliver up to the 2 days of battery life on a single charge, just like the Moto G Fast. Both the Moto G Fast and Moto E will be available for purchase in the US starting June 12th, with their pre-orders starting today. However, details about their global launch are yet to be revealed. Here's something a bit scary. About 50 editors working for MSN, Microsoft's news operation, have learned that their contracts won't be renewed and their jobs will be performed by artificial intelligence software. The contractors hired through staffing agencies were notified on May 27th that their services would no longer be needed beyond June 30th. All full-time news producers working at MSN, whose duties are similar to the contractors, will remain with the company. MSN will use AI to do the jobs of the editors, which include identifying trending news stories, rewriting headlines, and adding photos and slideshows to stories. Back over to Google, they are facing a $5 billion lawsuit for allegedly tracking users in incognito mode. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for Northern District of California. The complaint was that the search engine collected consumers' browsing history and habits indirectly through website plugins. The lawsuit claims Google's incognito mode offers users false impression that their internet use would not be intercepted and intentionally deceives them into believing that they retain control of their browsing information. Google says, though, that incognito mode clearly states each time you open up a new incognito tab that websites might be able to collect information about your browsing activity during your session. Okay, that just about wraps up this episode of Tech Weekly. Make sure to like and subscribe, and I'll catch you guys in the next one.